off.
Oh, the one that's off of the.
I was taking some clothes and then the sister was there and she told me.
It was supposed to be like the tailor in town.
He was the tailor.
I are now called to order the Winchester Town Board of Supervisors to commence. We're going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Now, my name is Christian Barneon. I'm the chair, and to my left I have
April Munch.
And to my right,
Judy Bresiegel.
And then we have our secretary, which is
Allison Acosta.
And then from
Commissioner Sagerblum's office, Beatrice Martinez.
And nobody from, okay. All right, so now this is a part for public comment. This is period devoted to the comments with the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearings items at the time they're presented. If you wish to speak to the board about this item within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comment by general public, which is at the end of this agenda. Then the comments will be limited to 3 minutes. You speak over here in the front, and you steer clear your name, your address, and spell your last name for the record. If any of the members of the board would like to extend the length of this presentation, will be done by the chairperson or the board majority vote. Now we move to approve the minutes of April 28th.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, April 28th, 2026. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So now we move to the approval of the agenda today, May 12, 2026. All those in favor?
Aye.
Oh, okay, the motion passes. Okay, so now we move to the part of the agenda for Planning and Zoning of WS260202, Amaya Alma. Gee? Okay, so if you want to come here in the front and explain us the section, just state your name, spell your last name, and say your address.
Oh, my name is Carol Pereira, CarolPereida. It's my mother, Alma Amaya, Alma Amaya, 1931 Balboa Avenue, 89169. She's the property owner. Well, the reason we are here is because we would like to request waivers to reduce the setbacks, separations for RS 5.2 zone. I don't know how I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans or any of the stuff you already requested? Or what are your plans for the thing?
What do you mean? Like,
well, why you want to reduce? Like,
well, we have structures, two pergolas. We put in the front yard on the above the parking lot, or we park cars for shade because you know how the weather is. So they, I guess we needed permits. They told us, they said that, yeah, we didn't know. So this is our year long process and stuff. Let's see. I don't know if I'm supposed to show you guys.
You have some pictures, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have stuff, they added some stuff from the backyard. Just in case, because we're always getting stuff for code enforcement first, and she fixed everything up in the front. Everything got approved, but then when she decided to put those two structures for shade, then we got another code enforcement. We didn't know, we weren't aware about the lines, how it is, because literally they were supposed to stretch it out 50, 60 feet, but they didn't. So now we have to squid them all over. And those are the stuff that we have in the back, like different storage sheds and stuff for our holiday stuff, pools.
Oh, wait, so you have a retention wall, and then you have the shed on top of that, and then there's a
drop. Yeah, we must have actually put it up there. That's where we have some chairs, party chairs, tables, because we like to do a little bit of gathering with our family.
Do we have any comment or questions by the general public?
You speak Spanish? Mm-hmm. Oh, could you explain it to her what you told me?
So no public comments? The board's going to ask some questions?
Yeah, you can. I can ask the board. I can ask questions. Huh? Yeah.
I'm going to ask this. You guys already had this when the code enforcement came out.
Well, the structure, the stuff in the back, we've been having the sheds and all that. We always had that. But when they looked, when we got the, for the structure in front, the two pergolas that would be attached, we were doing that, but then they noticed at the comprehensive plan, you know how they do the aerial view from the top?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, let's just try to get these people, whoever's, because I think there's an Airbnb, like somebody in the neighborhood that's always putting complaints.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, well, let's just, for they won't, let's just avoid them giving, you know, because she's that the main one, they always sending her stuff. And let's just avoid that problem, so let's request setbacks, I guess, waivers for the stuff in the back.
Cuando compraste la casa ya tenía todo esto. Todo lo que
The carport, cuando ya tenía la casa ya tenía todas las atrás las casitas y todo lo demás. Eso se lo voy a agregar a ustedes poco a poco.
Sí, ella fue comprando.
¿Cuántos años has vivido ahí?
Desde
el 98. So little by little, poquito a poquito,
yeah,
you
yeah.
end up with the house.
Right here, there's houses in the neighborhood that have all these stuff, but they just kept sending them.
Y ahora dicen que yo tengo que mover más para acá porque yo agarré de la propiedad, pero si todos tienen agarrado lo mismo.
Sí, porque el detalle es, por ejemplo, en este caso, can I keep speaking in Spanish or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, el que hizo la llamada, quien haya sido, se quejó de su propiedad a propósito, pero él sabe el código. Entonces, el problema está en esto. Con las fotos que yo miro aquí, especialmente de esta que está allá atrás.
La de arriba.
Ahí, eso está. Y luego había otra donde venía más usted, estas. Esto va a ser fácil porque lo único que tendrían que hacer es voltearlas. Y echarlas para atrás para la casa de ustedes. Pero tienen que haber por lo menos 6 pies. Si no hay 6 pies, se las van a hacer de pedo. Porque el problema es que les van a decir que las van a tener que ser fireproof. Porque si algo hay de químicos adentro, en el caso de incendio, se riega para todos lados. Con las casitas estas, porque están pegadas al vecino. Y del otro lado, la pared del vecino también está muy pegada a ustedes a eso. Siempre tienen que haber distancia de 6 pies en cada lado. Ese es el problema. Y todas las casitas que yo sé que nunca había alguien se había quejado, pero por eso el county está mandando a decir esto, porque estas están muy pegadas.
Alguien se quejó.
Y aquí
como
mismo.
Es como 4 o 5 pies.
Exacto, pero tiene que ser 6 pies alrededor.
No puede ser aquí seis y después el otro tres. No, tiene que ser seis de a todos los lugares. Igual las otras que ustedes tienen en el otro lado. Porque inclusive en caso de emergencia que los bomberos quieran entrar, ¿dónde entran? Aquí hay, no se puede y aquí no se puede. Tienen que tener ellos como pasar también.
Entonces, sí, por eso un espacio grande sí, al lado.
Pero me entiende, el código es seis pies. Entonces, si ustedes quieren que nosotros, estos, nosotros podemos decirle, sí, pásenlo. Pero el county las va a hacer un montón de movimientos. Les van a tener como, tienen que tener eso clasificado, hacerlo bien, hacerlo como van las reglas. Entonces, no sé qué es más fácil para ustedes, ido moverlos y tratar de ajustar o quitarlos.
Ellos les va a decir que si necesitan moverlos o si
necesitan ajustarlo.
O ajustar el edificio para que lo aprueben contra incendios.
Sí.
So it's going to be either the building department will go in and inspect it. They'll send an inspector to see if it's okay with that distance, or you have to move the shed because it's what's made up of inside is not appropriate.
Aunque sea de plástico.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know that in this board. That's the building department determination.
Yeah, ese departamento que ya está diciendo. El building department es el que van a ir a su casa y van a chequear todo. Y ellos son los que les van a decir qué tienen que hacer.
Can they give waivers?
The building department for life and safety, they cannot.
Yeah, that's just the thing. That's why I was explaining to them, because even when the fire department trying to go in, they can't.
But like maybe for the front, like how she's saying for the carport, can they get a waiver for the carports versus like the houses?
It's the same. This is the problem, right? See, if they would have put this one in here and put the rest.
Well, it's also at the carport because it's in the front, it's the design.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put something in the front of your house, it's supposed to sort of match the aesthetic of the neighborhood so that the neighborhood remains cohesive. And so, like, this carport doesn't look, from what I'm looking at, cohesive also. So that's also why you're supposed to get a permit to make sure that everyone isn't just doing 100 crazy things so that things can maintain, like, a little bit of a look of similarity.
Yep.
Because we're the ones that get, but there's other. Did it's not, but like the neighbor too. Yeah, there's other. There's another house that has one right there in the middle there.
And that's not something the county. It's something the county is gonna have to look. But in your case right now, that's what.
Because we're the ones that were. We highlighted that.
So did you get code enforcement? You got reported by code enforcement for these.
And then I've been just keeping up with her.
And did you put, these look pretty new, you put these up?
Yeah, my brother.
So the other ones were there for a long time?
Which one?
And the ones in your neighborhood that your neighbors have?
Because
it's possible that they have gotten permits or that they bought the house like that so that.
Oh, those aren't that new, they're not.
Okay.
Because
well, then you should let them know.
Yeah, there's certain houses that have that, and it's just my mother's house. Like the neighbor, he put a metal thing around too, and then but on this side, on our side where we connect, it's just like
a metal barrier fence. I saw it this morning because I actually went this morning over there to check it out and see how it was, exactly what they were talking about.
Yeah,
we don't get pictures, so I got to go see it, and I saw what he did. But his property is kind of what she's saying. It looks cool.
And he's on the line too. That's the thing. That's like
but,
we have to scoot our stuff.
Yeah, and then that's another thing you will have to do on your own.
We don't want to, but then it's like she just keeps getting targeted, you know, like
so,
people with animals and the roosters and stuff. I guess it's illegal, but I just.
So it is like complaint driven. So someone in your neighborhood is complaining about your specific property.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because us right here, though they did the gate.
Yeah.
The one is that's an Airbnb. Where they charge like $1,800 a month.
We cannot tell you who the complaint is, but you're more than welcome to submit complaints on other folks. And they'll go through the same process.
Yeah, that's like if you think like, oh, this isn't, you know, it's not like the same as their house, you can do the complaint on that house too.
Okay.
You
can
go
there. She had nothing but dirt, and then she put the hardscape, but we didn't know it was too much cement, so we put the grass, and then the rocks to make it, you know, to get everything approved. Everything was approved. But now and then she decided to get some shade for the cars.
Yeah, everything you need, you want to do in your house, but especially when it's outside, you have to get approved.
Okay.
Everything. Because this way, that's why you're in this case right now. Because you're not the only one, there's a lot of people in the same place.
Okay.
We have them here, and then we have to explain to them, you got to get permits for everything.
Okay.
And then unfortunately, short-term rentals are legal. The county lost the lawsuit. So
yeah.
We have to permit them.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you guys
I want a motion to approve Bo and staff conditions, and then they go through the process of educating them.
Well, staff recommends denial.
Oh, sorry. I want to approve, but if we approve, it says they have to follow the conditions, so.
Okay.
So I want to just approve, and then they can go through all the steps that it says if we approve.
Okay, I'm fine.
So I motion to approve them.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So lo que va a pasar ahora es que nosotros lo aprobamos. All of ustedes van a ir al county. Y ellos les van a decir cuáles son los pasos a seguir. Porque si ustedes quieren que esas cosas se queden en su casa, ellos les van a decir cómo tienen que arreglarlo. Cómo debe de ser. ¿Ok? Porque aquí en este proceso ellos mismos le van a decir, tiene cierto tiempo para hacerlo también. No puede esperarse mucho. Ahí dice cuánto. Ellos le van a decir cuánto.
Un año. Aquí dice, está escrito un año. The if-approved conditions were a year to complete or an extension. Tienen un año para meter los permisos al departamento de edificio
okay.
Para que
vaya.
¿El de
la Russell?
Uh-huh.
Russell,
ok. Hágalo lo más rápido que se pueda para que no dejen de molestar.
Sí. Yeah.
Yo entiendo. Por eso te quiero aprobarlo, pero también mamá está hoy ese proceso. También a veces cuando si tu vecino hace algo y tú no te cae bien, por eso es el condado se tiene que meter a decirte. Eso tiene que ser también. También tiene que ser como hay viento, entonces si vienen los vientos y luego puede pasar algo y se puede mover.
Se puede volar.
Entonces, hay cosas que se tienen que hacer para el proceso, para estar todo también bien.
Pero el county tiene que asegurarse que está a código, porque no es solo poner cualquier tornillo. Tiene que ser uno especializado, cuánto peso va a levantar, cuánta fuerza, el viento tiene mucha fuerza.
No quieres una de esas que se vuele y luego que más de
alguien. Y después va a ser peor, porque si eso cae en la casa del vecino que les cae mal, él les puede tirar la demanda.
Sí,
Pues gracias por su tiempo.
Gracias. So, el otro meeting es en el
Government Center. June 2nd at 6 p.m. at the Parkland Government Center.
Okay. So ya puedo ir poniendo, go to the building department, like if I'm able to go tomorrow, I can just start that.
This is a recommending body. The Planning Commission is the final decision. So after you get the final decision on June 2nd, that's when you can go the next day.
Okay.
Okay,
which
is one process.
Yes,
one step closer.
Ahora nada más aquí en adelante, nada más saquen el permiso primero para que no tengan ese problema. Si alguien llega a decirles algo, quizá el permiso y dijeron que podíamos hacerlo así, esa.
Como ya quisiera poner barda también, pero
permiso.
Pero permiso,
agarra
el permiso.
Pero ya me quitaron el pedazo a mí, porque nosotros no.
So, sí, quisiera el permiso, pero la línea se pasa.
Pues, porque es depende de que alguien pone una queja contra usted, pero las otras personas no han puesto queja contra ellos. Si usted quiere quejarse, podemos ponerlos.
Want to be like that, but then
the meeting's still happening. Sorry.
Yeah.
Still have to.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Gracias. All right. Now we move to the portion of general business.
No general business, Chair.
Okay. Now we move to the portion of comments by the general public, the period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. No discussion action. The board will be taking on this agenda items. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step to the front over here, say your name, your address, and spell your last name for the record. If any of the board members plan to extend the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson and the majority vote. Any comments from the general public? No? All right. So our next meeting will be May 26th at 6 p.m. Meeting adjourned.
Excellent.
What's
our run time?
20 minutes.
Oh, longer than 6, but.
We're going to have no choice here.
I went this morning to see it, and that's why I was like.
So not even.